Rose, thanks for joining me. Community health centers are the backbone of the healthcare system for vulnerable people across New York State. Can you tell us a little bit about Chicanes?
Thanks, Corinne, and thanks for having me. Community health centers provide primary care and are located in medically underserved areas. So they serve communities that otherwise would not have access to primary care in those places. That includes rural areas and urban areas all over New York State, from Long Island, every borough in New York City, to Plattsburgh, out to Chautauqua. We have over 800 sites where care is delivered, and those 800 sites are organized into about 65 different organizations. At those sites, they, in addition to primary care, they provide dental care and behavioral health services. Dental care is especially critical for many individuals who their primary insurance is Medicaid, or if they are uninsured. And another really fantastic feature about community health centers is that they serve everybody who comes to their door, regardless of their insurance coverage, regardless of their immigration status. Everybody gets served, and health centers have to provide care for those individuals that are uninsured. So we serve health centers serve patients that are uninsured at a rate that's about triple the general New York State population. In New York State, we're really lucky to have very comprehensive Medicaid coverage. We have the full expansion of Medicaid benefits. So statewide, we have a very low uninsured rate. But at health centers, the uninsured rate is about three times that. It's about 16% of the population that's uninsured. Dental care is particularly difficult to find providers that will serve individuals on Medicaid or uninsured to provide dental care. And so health centers are really a critical source of dental care, and dental care is really critical to overall health and people's ability to do all the things they need to do to find employment, to go to education, as to maintain that they have good oral health.
So how do people access community health centers?
That's a good question. Community health centers, they are in every community, but how do you find them? Well, there is a directory on our website, the Community Healthcare Association website. You go to chcanys.org. There's a Find a Health Center button. Because they're located in the communities that they serve, they do a lot of outreach, a lot of health fairs, a lot of educational programs. So really, they are doing outreach to the people who need their services. And another interesting feature about community health centers is they're required to have a board of directors that is governed by their patients. So federal rules require that their board of directors be at least 51% patients of that health center that live in the community that is served by that health center.
Have community health centers throughout New York been providing COVID-19 related care? Have they been providing care that can't be delivered in facilities that are providing COVID-19 related care?
The COVID-19 pandemic has been very challenging for health centers, as it has for everybody else. The health centers are striving to keep their doors open and to serve the patients who really need the care. Health centers are located in communities that are being the hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. So they want to make sure that they can continue to provide care for their patients. However, like everybody else, they are also trying to reduce exposure of, among individuals, and especially among individuals who may be positive for COVID-19. Health centers have very quickly pivoted to providing a lot of care through telehealth, either an audiovisual or just telephone, to help protect patients and providers. A lot of health centers have implemented pretty strict measures to ensure that individuals coming into a health center aren't unknowingly infecting other people.
Community health centers are generally not flush with cash. I know they depend on state revenue. They depend on reimbursements. It seems like the extra precautions, in addition to a lower number of patients, could spell financial disaster. Is this something that community health centers are worried about?
Yes, absolutely. This is a huge challenge. Health centers have seen a huge reduction in patient visits, and that's been associated with a big reduction in patient revenue. 60% of health center patients are covered by Medicaid and CHIP, so Medicaid is really the primary source of funding for these health centers, and with a significant reduction of people coming into the health center for visits, there's the challenge of significant reductions in revenue. And as you mentioned, there are a whole new set of challenges in terms of ensuring adequate personal protective equipment for healthcare workers for just routine kinds of care. So that's been a huge burden. And as I said, people, health centers have really quickly had to transform the way that they're providing care. And so that's been a big challenge that, that health centers have stepped up to meet, but are really suffering from a loss of revenue. And that's a challenge. And we're worried about that looking forward. As I said, right now, a lot of patients are not coming into the health center. A lot of preventive services and routine care has been postponed. So we really expect that at some point there will be a lot of pent-up demand and health centers are going to see a need for a lot of patients to come in the door. At the same time, right now, health centers have had to furlough a lot of staff, furlough, lay off, or reduce hours of staff. So we're really thinking ahead, how can health centers be ready to quickly ramp up to meet the demand that we know will be there? And at the same time, we're expecting that there'll be an increase in uninsured patients, given the state of the economy and the high rate of unemployment.
As the association that represents community health centers, what can you do to be ready for that influx?
So we've been doing a lot of advocacy with both the state and the federal government. At the state level, we've been talking about how the Medicaid program can support reimbursement for the virtual kinds of care that's being delivered now, telehealth and telephone. And then we're also talking about, even after the crisis, how reimbursement that's going to be critical for telehealth and telephone visits. One of the things that's happened during this crisis is that patients are able to receive care in their own home. And a lot of patients are finding that that's really a preferable way to receive that care. We're seeing a lot of behavioral health patients that are finding it much easier to connect with providers when they can do it from their own home. There's less stigma, there's less worrying about transportation, there's less waiting. So that's something that we think that that's going to continue going into the future. And in some ways, there's no going back. So we're really advocating to ensure that the Medicaid payment stays in place for those visits. At the federal level, we're also doing a lot of advocacy. We did have some funding that was dedicated to health centers that was in the CARES Act that Congress passed. There was some funding specifically for health centers, and we were, of course, tremendously appreciative of that. But the amount of money that came to health centers funded about 3 weeks of losses, I would say, that health centers are experiencing given the reductions in volume. And so given that this crisis is going on for more than 3 weeks, there's still a significant gap in terms of the revenue losses. So we are also advocating at the federal level for continued relief.
If our listeners wanted to learn more and maybe participate in advocacy on behalf of their own community health centers, how can they most easily get involved?
I'll answer that two ways. I encourage people to visit our website, chcanys.org, and we have a lot of information there. We have a fact sheet about community health centers in general, and there's a link to our COVID-19 page. And on the COVID-19 page, we have some fact sheets about what health centers are experiencing during the pandemic. Here in the Capital District, Whitney M. Young Community Health Center is a terrific health center that serves Albany and Troy. And if folks want to get in touch with them and see how they can, how you can help them out, I strongly encourage you to do so. And if you want information about them, I would encourage people to look for their website.
Rose, was it a mistake for state government, not just New York, but across the country, to discourage people from seeking care during the COVID-19 pandemic? One thing I worry about is that people did put off seeking care for treatable conditions that worsened during this pandemic. And I also worry about the loss of life. Is there a reason to look back now? Is it too soon?
That's a really difficult question. One thing that community health centers have really struggled with is to be in touch with their patients who have chronic conditions, and that's been really important in managing those chronic conditions, making sure that people who have diabetes, who have high blood pressure, that they're still doing all the things they need to do for self-care and doing that remotely. For community health centers, patients that are, you know, for individuals that are regular patients of a community health center, they're connected, and so health centers already know them and can reach out to them and provide that care. I think there's definitely a challenge for people who may not be connected to a usual source of care. Of course, I would also say that's why community health centers are so important, and we do a lot of outreach to really engage people in the community to make sure that they have a connection so that when there is a crisis, they're already connected and that care can be continued. And at the same time, it still remains a challenge for a lot of communities and a lot of communities that have been most severely impacted by the pandemic. You know, all the challenges that are coming out during this pandemic, they're not new. I mean, homelessness, racial disparities, those things all exist. Those of us who do work in this world, we all like live and breathe those things every day. And all of a sudden in a pandemic, all of a sudden those things come to the forefront. Maybe they'll get some more attention now.